Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Canada and the European Union signed a free trade agreement last Friday that reportedly will give Canadian cattle and hog producers significantly greater access to EU consumers. The agreement still must be approved by the European Parliament and by Canada's provincial governments. The progress made by Canada and the EU puts the United States under greater pressure to conclude its own agreement with Europe. Discussions on the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership that were scheduled for the first week of October were postponed when Congress forced the federal government to undertake a partial shutdown. SOF Econ today reports that wheat prices in Russia between October 12th and 18th continued to rise for the second week in a row as bad weather fueled concerns about this year's harvest. The average producer gate price of grade 3 milling wheat increased by $233 a ton. That included VAT. McDonald's Corporation's third quarter profit grew 4.6%, with sales in the U.S. helping make up for continued weakness in the Asia and Pacific region. McDonald's reported a profit of $1.52 billion, or $1.52 a share, up from $1.46 billion, or $1.43 a share, a year earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 15,307. It's down 9 points. The NASDAQ, 3,349, up 7. The S&P 500 is 1,737. And it is up 1.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Leonard.
Over the course of the weekend, we saw quite a bit of shower activity occurring across the Midwest. A lot of the precipitation was a little bit more than desired for some producers who are trying to get back into the fields and work on some of the soybean crop. But it looks like we're going to be in a slow go for a while here this week with not much opportunity for precipitation to come to a halt right away. We have a succession of disturbances, in fact, three of them that will be moving through the Midwest during this next five-day period. And each one of the disturbances will bring at least a little bit of precipitation into the region and further hindering the opportunity for any kind of significant harvest progress from taking place. The first little disturbance that's expected to impact the region is already in the eastern Midwest here today. We'll likely see the precipitation continuing to be focused on Ohio, portions of Kentucky, and some immediate neighboring areas. The precipitation today will be mostly quite light, just running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe a quarter of an inch. Another disturbance will be showing up this afternoon across portions of the northern plains coming out of the Dakotas into Nebraska. You'll notice that this evening working its way through portions of western Iowa, and overnight tonight that will become more significant in Iowa and northern Missouri, and then will run from Illinois over to Ohio during the day Tuesday. This disturbance, like the one before it, should produce mostly up to a quarter of an inch of moisture, but there could be a couple of spots that get a little bit more than that. This disturbance will be followed by yet another one that drops in through the Dakotas and heads for portions of northern Iowa again. This will likely take place on Wednesday morning. And by the time we get to Wednesday evening and early Thursday morning, we'll see precipitation moving again from portions of Illinois over to Ohio. And once again, we'll likely see another few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 0.2 inches of moisture resulting. During the course of this week, we'll likely see quite a few areas from the Dakotas into Iowa and then from Illinois over to Ohio getting precipitation. Most of this is likely to be relatively light. We'll look for it, though, totals by Saturday running upwards to 0.5 inch in that particular corridor. There may be one or two spots that could get just a little bit more than that. In the meantime, in the Great Lakes region, there will be some notable lake effect precipitation occurring in southwestern portions of Michigan and in in northeastern Ohio. These areas could end up with some 7 to 8 totals of precipitation running a half inch to maybe as much as an inch and a half. Once we get into next week, we'll take a little bit of a break in the precipitation. In fact, you'll notice that already occurring in the western Corn Belt on Wednesday night, but it'll probably be sometime Thursday into Friday that we'll see the dry weather really overtake most of the western Corn Belt. And as we move on into the weekend, we'll see dry air dominate a big part of the eastern Midwest. Some of that dry bias will likely still be with us during the early part of next week. At that point, we'll see the high pressure system moving off to the east, and it'll start to pump moisture up out of the Gulf of Mexico. This sets the stage for a little bit more stormy weather, possibly next week. Some of the computer forecast models have suggested substantial precipitation will occur across the Midwest, the Delta, and the southeastern U.S., even portions of the plains. I think this is a little bit overdone today. We'll look for the models to back off a little bit, but still, I think we could look for 0.3 inch to 8 or 9 tenths of an inch of moisture across a fair amount of the Midwest at some point during the week next week. A close monitoring of the storm system is certainly warranted, but since we have so many days ahead of us before that storm system evolves, my guess is that we'll see the models back off quite a bit on the significance of that event, and it may turn out to be a very insignificant occurrence. We'll watch that closely. Our temperatures across the Midwest are expected to be mostly cool this week. We'll see a lot of highs in the 30s and 40s north, and we'll see highs in the south running in the 40s and 50s. Lows at night will be in the 20s and 30s, with freezes likely all the way down into central Illinois, northern Missouri, and parts of southern Ohio. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lerner Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lerner Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lerner Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat, 760 down 8 3/4. Soft December wheat, 701 1/4. Now 701 down 4 3/4. December corn, 441 down 1/2. July, 469 1/4 down 1/4. November soybeans, 1295 up 3 3/4. July, 1260 3/4 up 7 1/4. December soybean meal, 411.50, now 60 up 150. December soybean oil, 41.79 up 11. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis. He is with MITCO out of Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. We're going to see some real numbers this afternoon on crop progress, and everybody will be wanting to know about the harvest numbers.
Yeah, we got the USDA back to work this week, so it should resemble a little more of a normal schedule. See export inspections this morning, crop progress out this afternoon, expected bean harvest to be around that 60% area, probably corn in that upper 30s percent area. So still got some work to do here as we move into the second half of October, Dave, but it will be nice to kind of have something to kind of gauge off of anyway, moving forward.
Wouldn't the soybean basis and how it's reacting suggest that we might even be a little bit more than that? Maybe we're 70 or better.
Well, I think it's in some spots, I think that's true. I don't know. You know, when you have a whole corn belt like this, it probably there's going to be some areas that probably aren't as aggressive as what we've seen here in some parts of Illinois. But, yeah, there are some locations, obviously, that we work with on the elevator side that are well past that threshold, Dave.
Mm. Also, we got Friday new numbers out from Informa on 2014. And they're saying 83.9 million acres of soybeans and 91.7 million acres of corn. Does that those numbers make some degree of sense to you?
I think a little bit. Obviously, if you've been watching this corn bean ratio go to this 3 or better at some point here earlier this fall, I think producers going to pay a little bit of attention to that. And I never too early, I guess, to talk about next year when we're in the middle of this year's harvest, Dave, but it does make a lot of sense. I mean, obviously, South America has had the same reaction. Their producers down there are going to plant a few more beans here as they work through that. So I think it's going to hold true up here. But, obviously, things can change when we get into next spring depending on the weather. But that sure seems to be the early indication at this point, Dave.
Would have thought that producers would have continue to plant corn like crazy, corn being king and all.
Yeah, I think there's still some concerns with some corn on corn, and I think that's changing the rotation. And also, if you look at the, you know, just the finances here a little bit, it supports in some areas anyway a few more beans. But like I said, still 6 months to go, I think, until we run any planters. So that number will probably change a little bit before we get there either way.
What factors are you looking at this week? About 30 seconds left.
Well, like a 20-day moving average on D's corn continuing to follow the things down, running in this mid 440 area. So we'll see if we can run that or get through that or not. And I think just the overwhelming demand we're seeing from China and unknown destinations here on beans continuing to offer some support, Dave.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
That's Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. December corn, 441 and a quarter, down a quarter. July, 469 and a quarter, down a quarter. November soybeans, 1294 and a half, up 3 1/4. July, 1260 and a quarter, up 6 3/4. December soybean meals, 411.20, up 110. And December soybean oil, 41.79, up 11. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.